Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parashava et Hanan, and I begged. Week 45, Fifth Aliyah. Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever. Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. Who can transform men's hearts? The problem of sin and disobedience lies in the hearts of men. According to the Hebrew text, the Eternal is asking for someone that may give the sons of Israel a new heart. Who shall give them to have such a heart? If the heart would fear him and would keep his commandments every day, then it might go well for them, not only for one generation, but for the following ones forever. The heart is the most important element within men. What we have in our heart determines not only our conduct now, but in the future. Your life and death depend on whatever lies in your heart. If your heart is turned to the Eternal, you are on the path of life. But if your heart is turned towards other things or people, you are on the path of death. In Ezekiel 18, verses 30 through 32, it is written, Therefore, O house of Israel, I will judge you, each one according to his ways, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent. Turn away from all your offenses. Then sin will not be your downfall. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent and live. The Eternal has provided a Redeemer through whom he will be able to transform the hearts of the sons of Israel and Noah. In Ezekiel 11, verses 16 through 21, it is written, Therefore say, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Although I send them far away from among the nations and scatter them among the countries, yet for a little while I have been a sanctuary for them in the countries where they have gone. Therefore say, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will gather you from among the nations and bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again. They will return to it and remove all its vile images and detestable idols. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those hearts, whose heart are devoted to their vile images and detestable idols, I will bring down on their own heads what they have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. In Ezekiel 36, verses 20 through 32, it is written, And wherever they went among the nations, they profaned my holy name. For it was said of them, These are the Lord's people, and yet they had to leave his land. I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they had gone. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show you the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy through you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the corn and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, O house of Israel. Be very careful to keep your heart tuned towards the Eternal always, and it will go well for you forever. Kol Tuv and Shalom.